Hello, once again, my name is Gary Stevens. We're doing a new subject today. It's called Receiving the Holy Spirit the Bible Way, and this is part one from a six-part series. The topic we're dealing with is called The Holy Spirit is a Gift. Let us go now to John chapter 14, verses 16 to 17. And this is Jesus speaking. Verse 16, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him. You know him, for he dwells or lives within you and will be in you." In this scripture, we see Jesus saying he will ask the Father and he will give you a helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth is the Holy Spirit, and when he comes to live in you, he is with you forever. The world cannot understand or receive the Holy Spirit because they can't see the Holy Spirit and they don't know his ways, and because they're not born again. Let us now go to Acts chapter 2, verses 32 to 33. Verse 32, "This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses." Verse 33, "Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which we now see and hear." In these scriptures, there is a difference between being born of the Spirit of God and being filled with the Spirit of God. When we are born again, we receive eternal life. The life and nature of God recreates our spirit man, our inner man, or the hidden man of our heart. We become a new creature, and we see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." This scripture is saying when you become born again, your spirit man is converted. You go from the old nature to a new nature. You go from the nature of the world to the nature of God the Father through Christ Jesus. In John chapter 14, verse 16, it reads, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever." In this scripture, Jesus spoke of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, stating emphatically that the world cannot receive him because it sees him not, neither knows him. People in the world, those who are not born again, cannot receive the experience of the Holy Spirit that Jesus spoke of. Only born again people or born again believers can be filled with the Holy Spirit. There is an experience after salvation called in the scripture receiving the Holy Spirit, or being filled with the Holy Spirit, or being baptized with the Holy Spirit. Let me give you an example now. If you have a wine glass and it's dirty on the inside, filled with rubbish, you would not put fresh new wine into that wine glass until it was clean. If you're going to now imagine that wine glass representing your spirit man, before you're born again, your spirit on the inside is unrighteous, unclean, and sinful. You can relate that to the wine glass being filled with the mess and the rubbish. When you're born again, the Holy Spirit takes away that inside part of us and recreates our spirit to become fresh and clean. Now the wine glass is fresh and clean. There's no dirt on the inside or rubbish. The Holy Spirit comes along, and the Word of God says the Holy Spirit is as of the new wine. So you now put the new wine in the wine glass. So if you take it from this way, the wine glass represents your spirit man. The rubbish inside represents the sin and the unrighteousness. When you're born again, the sin and the unrighteousness is removed out of your spirit, and your spirit is like a brand new clean wine glass ready to be filled with the new wine. When you get filled with the Holy Spirit, God pours his spirit or the new wine into your spirit man, and your wine glass or your spirit man is filled up. That's what it means by being filled with the Holy Spirit. That cannot take place until you become born again, because God can't pour his spirit into your spirit if it's in a sin nature condition. Let us now go to Acts chapter 8, verses 5 and verses 12 to 17. Reading from verse 5. "Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. But when they believed Philip as he preached things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized." Verse 13. "Then Simon himself also believed. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed, seeing the miracles, signs which were done." Verse 14. "Now when the apostles who were in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them." Verse 15. who, when they heard they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet he had not fallen upon them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 17, then they laid hands upon them and they received the Holy Spirit. What I want you to see here, the Samaritans were saved when Philip preached the gospel, for Peter defined salvation as in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, as having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. The Samaritans were then baptized in water after receiving the word of God, verse 14. Peter and John did not pray for salvation, that they may receive the Holy Spirit. Peter and John did not pray for God would give them, the Samaritans, the Holy Spirit, but they would receive the Holy Spirit. The Samaritans were baptized into the body of Christ by the Holy Spirit through the word of God. But this isn't the baptism of the Holy Spirit. After they were baptized into the body of Christ, Peter and John come and prayed for them that they may receive the Holy Spirit. There is the first experience, and that is being born again, which means you are baptized into the body of Christ, which is a spiritual experience through the word of God. In other words, you go from unrighteous to righteous. That's the first experience. The next experience is called being filled or baptized with the Holy Spirit. And this is where the Holy Spirit fills your spirit with himself, and that the Holy Spirit lives within you. We need to pray according to the word of God. It is up to mankind to receive what God offers. Eternal life is a gift. Healing is a gift. The Holy Spirit is a gift. But God will not force these things on you. You have to receive them with an open heart and by faith. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this first part of receiving the Holy Spirit the Bible way. Part two will be next, and in that we will be talking about the topic, notice how the Samaritans received. Once again, thank you for being with me, and God bless.